Once upon a time. Once upon a time, there was a witch. And this witch had a long pointy nose. And she had pointy kind of ears. And she had long, grey, black, greasy hair. And she had a wart on the end of her nose. The truth was, she was not a very pretty-looking witch. In fact, she was rather an ugly kind of witch. And one time the witch decided to make a potion. She decided to make a potion that was all bat's breath and cow's udders and all kinds of stinging nettles and strange things that she could find in the woods and in the forests. And she made this potion, and while she made it, she cackled with glee, and a kind of mischievous, a kind of wicked glee. She cackled with that kind of glee. And when she'd finished with this potion and it was all ready, why, she took it into the marketplace, and she disguised herself as a round-faced, sweet-faced old lady, the kind of old lady that wouldn't do anybody any kind of harm. The kind of old lady that just sat there innocently watching the world go by with a nice big steaming pot of tea in front of her that was cheap, that people could see was nice, and they would buy a cup and they'd take it away. And every time they took a cup away and they drank it, the witch inside her disguise, she would go... because she knew there was some wicked magic in that potion. And sure enough, the next day, why, people would wake up and they'd have a crooked nose, or they'd have pointy ears, or they'd have long, black, greasy hair, or where before there had been an unblemished skin, now there were warts. And the witch, still in her disguise, was walking through the town that morning, and she heard screams and howls and yells of anguish coming from the houses, and she'd go... Well, it wasn't long before the sheriff got wind of this. The sheriff, who was there to look after all the people in the town and make sure nobody was doing any kind of mischief. The sheriff, he found out about this, and he tracked down the witch where she was in the forest, and he knocked on the door of her ramshackle house. And when she came to the door, he said, "Now listen, Miss Witch, this is no good what you've been doing. I heard about it from the people in the town, and I understand that you've been trying to poison people and put all kinds of bad mischief upon them, and I don't want you doing any more of this. That's enough of it now. Can we please stop?" And the witch, she just looked at him and she said, "You just try and stop me." And she slammed the door in his face. And instead of knocking again, that clever sheriff, he turns around and he's already got a plan in his mind. He's already got a plan, and all that day he thinks on his plan and he makes it even cleverer. And the next day he goes back to her house in the middle of the forest. And he knocks on her door. And when she opens it, she finds him standing there with a bunch of flowers in his hand. She finds him standing there with a bunch of flowers there in his hand. She says, "What's all this about then?" And the sheriff, standing there, he says, "Well, I wanted to give some flowers like these to someone lovely and beautiful, and I decided I'd like to give them to you." She looks at the sheriff. She says, "Have you gone out of your mind? Who's lovely and beautiful? It certainly isn't me." He said, "Oh no, you're quite wrong. I decided that the loveliest, the most beautiful person I could think of was you. So I'd like to give these flowers to you, please. Would you take them?" She stared down at the bunch of flowers like he was offering her something very strange indeed. She said, "You must need a pair of glasses, young man. I'm not lovely and beautiful. I'd say I'm ugly, wouldn't you?" He said, "Oh, no. I can see why you are so surprised. You see, it's not your outer beauty I'm referring to, Miss Witch. It's your inner beauty. Oh, yes, I can see that underneath that rough exterior, you have a very lovely heart. Indeed, I'd even go so far as to say it's beautiful, your heart. All the lovely things you ever did for people. All the kind, sweet acts you ever did for others. I'm overwhelmed with the beauty of it just looking at you. She stared at him once more as if really weighing up whether this young man had his head screwed on properly. She said, well, don't you know? Don't you know, and you of all people ought to know, that I go around doing all kinds of mischief to people? I'm not kind. I'm not nice. I do all kinds of horrible things to people. By what kind of measure are you saying that I'm a kind and nice person with a lovely heart? He said, ah, but you did do nice things to people once, didn't you? He was a clever sheriff, this one. Didn't you, sometime in the long distant past, do something really kind to somebody? I'm sure you did. And her eyes, they drift away a little bit, looking over his shoulder into the middle distance. And she says, well, there was a time. There was a time a long time ago when I was a kind person and I would do nice things for people, but those times are long gone. I'm a nasty person now and I do nasty things to people and that's the end of it. And he said, oh, no, it's not the end of it as far as I'm concerned. For these flowers are for that nice person inside of you that did those lovely things for people long, long ago. Here, won't you take them? And he pushed the flowers into her face, and she had no choice but to take them. And they did smell rather nice. And it wasn't half lovely getting a bunch of flowers from a young man. She blushed in spite of herself and walked inside and closed the door. And the sheriff, he goes away thinking, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere. Next day he goes back. He goes back with another bunch of flowers. He knocks on her door. And when she answers it, he can see something's happened. Something's happened, which is that the witch, she's combed her hair. Probably for the first time in years, but she's combed her hair, made a real effort to do so, it seems. She says, oh, hello. He says, I bought you another bunch of flowers. Oh, you needn't do this with all these flowers and things. You're making me embarrassed. But although she said she was embarrassed, she was also quite pleased. That was the truth of it. He said, I brought these flowers for someone lovely and beautiful, and that's you, for all the lovely things that you did to people. And she blushed again. And she said, well, listen, why don't you come inside? Because you are being terribly kind to me, and it's rude of me to send you away without giving you a cup of tea. So she brings him inside, and she makes him a regular, normal kind of cup of tea. And as he sits there, she tells him all the lovely things that she did indeed do for people when she was a lot nicer and a lot younger. And he sits there, and truly, by the end of it, he's quite amazed at all the good things that this witch would do, long, long ago, with her powers of witchcraft, in the time when she was a kind-hearted person and would do nice, kind things to people. The things she'd do to help them, the things she'd do to cheer them up, the nice, kind things she'd do with the powers of witchcraft that she had. And he sits and he listens, and by the end of it he says, well, I'm glad I came after all. I'm glad you indeed were such a kind person, and I hope you enjoy the flowers. And he goes away and she says, goodbye. And off he goes thinking, right, now we're really getting somewhere. And the next day, gets another bunch of flowers, and off he goes. And when he gets to her house, why, you can see already, approaching it, that something's really changed. The curtains are open, and the windows look like they've been cleaned for the first time in years. The garden's all tidied up, and when he knocks on the door, why, he looks at the witch. It's quite obvious she's spent a lot of time in the bathroom. cleaning herself up and making herself look really not quite so ugly after all, but quite nice. And she says, "Oh, it's you again. Won't you come inside?" And he goes inside with her and he sits at her kitchen table, and the two of them pass the time talking about all the lovely things they ever did for anybody. All the lovely things they ever did for anybody. And by the time they're finished, it's like they're old friends. And she says, "Well, come again, won't you?" And off he goes, and off he goes. But he doesn't come back the next day. No, he's a clever sheriff, this one. He doesn't come back the next day. And she sits there with her lovely tidy house and her all-made-up hair and her nice clothes that she's put on specially for that next morning, and he doesn't come. And she's sitting there and she's missing the attention. She's missing someone coming and giving her flowers, and she's wondering, well, what shall I do about it? And she thinks and she wonders, and the days go past and still he doesn't come. And it's after sitting and thinking for a long time that the witch, she has an idea. And it's such a good idea. She wonders why she didn't think of it earlier. Such a nice idea. She wonders why she'd spent so many years not doing this sort of thing. And she starts making a potion. And she throws into it all the things she can think of for loveliness. She throws into it all the things she can think of that create loveliness and blessing, that do good things for people, make them happy, that are kind. She throws into that potion all the blessing she can muster. And by the time she's finished, why, that potion is so full of blessing that merely looking at it might change your life for the better. And she takes that big cauldron of potion and she takes it into the market. And she sits there in the market disguised as a kind and friendly old woman, which doesn't actually take a lot of disguising now, although she thinks it probably best in case people recognise her as the witch who did the nasty things in the first place. And she sits there. And people come along and they're a bit thirsty and they're a little bit cold from all their shopping in the marketplace, and they see a nice place where you can buy tea that's warm and it tastes a little bit funny, but they don't mind that, so they go home with their cup of tea. And you know what happens next? Well, the following morning, there's people waking up and all their dreams have come true. There's people waking up to find that all kinds of blessing has come into their life. Women who wanted to have babies find themselves pregnant the next day. Men who wanted to look a little more handsome find themselves looking rather nice the next day. People who are down on their luck find that it arrives in a letter through the door that day. All over the town, people waking up, blessed, blessed. And that morning, why, the sheriff, he goes back to her house. But he hasn't got flowers. Oh no, because this morning he doesn't need them. He goes back to her house and he knocks on a door. And when she answers it, she's all nicely dressed up, because that's the way she always gets herself dressed up in the morning. She's all nicely dressed up and the house is all nice and tidy, because that's how it always is every day. And he says, "Hello, I've come to thank you." And she says, "But you haven't brought any flowers." And he says, "I didn't need to." And then he steps aside. And behind him, the witch sees a long line of people. People stretched all the way through the forest, as far as the eye can see. And some of them have brought flowers. Some of them have brought gifts. All of them have brought thanks for what the witch did for them. And it's quite an unusual morning for the witch. It's quite an unusual morning, and the kind of morning that, to be honest, she's never known in her life. Her kitchen is filled with people who are full of thanks for what she's done to them. Her kitchen is full of people that come one after the other in a long procession, telling her how much gratitude they have for all the nice things that she's done for them, for her blessing tea and the way it's changed their lives for the better. And by the end of the morning, why, the witch, she swears that she's never felt so good in her life. She swears she's never felt so happy. And she swears that she'll never let another day go past without this sort of thing happening. So from that day forth, she's always on the road, always off somewhere with her magic potion. Her potion that's full of blessing, that's full of kindness, and does people such good. And I do believe she's still out there, still blessing, still blessing. My story's done now. It's time for me to go make myself a cup of tea. Bye-bye now.